Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a 10% pay cut for his staff today, part of a plan to combat a budget crisis brought on by Western sanctions over Ukraine and those plummeting oil prices. Well, here in Boston, Tufts University's Institute for Global Leadership just kicked off a four-day conference on Russia, which is why Ilya Ponomaryov is joining us in the studio. He's one of the conference speakers and a member of the Russian Parliament, the State Duma. He's also an outspoken critic of Vladimir Putin. Ilya Ponomaryov, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there are 450 members of the Duma.
That is absolutely right.
And that's the lower house of the Russian parliament. All of them, except for you, voted for annexing Crimea.
It was another three which didn't show up for the vote.
So first of all, how did you feel when casting that vote, knowing that you were standing alone?
I wasn't very comfortable, to be exact, and because I was in the middle of election campaign, I was running for mayor of Novosibirsk. For a week, you know, I was talking to people on the streets, literally, and asking them how should I vote, and that's the decision I came to.
They didn't want a vote for annexation.
They were split, but when you try to explain them, you know, the consequences, then they start thinking.
Certainly, though, I mean, there must have been enormous pressure from within the Duma itself to vote for annexation. I mean, do you feel like since then you have been a target, whether it be for criticism or other sort of backlash for your vote against annexation?
Well, I was always a target. But of course, after that vote, Putin called me a national traitor. On the central streets of Moscow, there are huge billboards with my face calling me a national traitor. I wouldn't say, of course, that's very pleasant, but being criticized like that makes me reinforced in thinking that I'm doing something right.
You're sitting here across from me rather calmly with a smile on your face, just telling me that there are your face on billboards in Russia calling you a national traitor. I mean, other people in Russia have gone to jail for years and years for falling under the darker gaze of Vladimir Putin. I mean, one of the great examples is Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who used to be your boss, right?
At
Yukos, the oil company.
My very good friend, yes.
Are you concerned for your safety, for your freedom?
No, one of the reasons to fight for the seat in Duma, being in the pretty radical opposition all the time, was to get certain status and get certain immunity to be able to help people. From August, I am more or less stuck outside Russian territory. So, I cannot go back.
So you haven't been to Russia since August of last year?
Yes.
You're not allowed back in
Europe? It's a special court order which seized all my assets, frozen my accounts, and closed the border for me.
Have you essentially been exiled?
We can say so. It's just that, of course, a lot of people here in the U.S., they say, you know, you should apply for a kind of political asylum whatsoever. But I say, no, my homeland in Russia is Russia, and I'm still an MP. I'm voting in the parliament through a representative. I introduce laws, you know, so I'm active as a parliamentarian, and I want to give it up.
So you essentially are standing here outside of Russia, continuing to be a vocal critic of Vladimir Putin. And yet I see that, at least according to one source, I'm looking at the Levada Center, a Moscow-based polling group, Putin's approval ratings amongst the Russian people are at roughly 86%.
And I think that's a pretty accurate figure. But you see, you should understand what people are supporting. They support these policies in Ukraine, that we are the liberators, that we are fighting against fascism. This is something that Russian people were extremely hungry for during the last 25 years, because they felt humiliated after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of Cold War. They felt like we had been treated by foreigners as a second-class global citizen. And right now we're like returning that position for ourselves, and that's what people really support.
What's your hope for Russia then in the next year, two years, 10 years?
You know, I think that Russia is pretty much at the crossroads. Taking everything that is happening with Putin and his evolution, I think it's inevitable that he would go. his term is over in 2018. So one way or another, where it would be a revolutionary change, and that's positive. The negative thing is that the next person might be worse than this one. And we have such a saying by one of Russia's famous writers that after power of grays come power of blacks.
So after the power of grays, as,
yes,
in the
as
color,
a mediocrity, yeah.
Mediocrity comes, yeah, the power
of blacks. Of fascists.
Of fascists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your concern about the future of Russia.
Yes, yes, yes. I think that's very much possible, and I think that Putin recognizes this very well himself, and that's what he's trying to propagate within Russian elites. Putin is never saying that he is good. He always says, yes, we are bad, but others are worse than us.
Well, Ilya Ponomaryov is a member of the Russian parliament. He's chairman of the state's Duma Innovation Subcommittee and an outspoken critic of Vladimir Putin. And as you heard him say here to us, he's effectively in exile right now, but he's joined us in the studio. Mr. Ponomaryov, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me.